Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about how to build a reputation as an expert. And I'm really excited to talk about this, but we got to cue that intro and get this kicked off right. I'll see you guys after the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, this is Rachel Peterson, social media strategist and especially lately TikTok expert. So let's talk a little bit about how to build a reputation as an expert. And I'm going to give you guys a heads up. It is not an overnight process. So I have been an entrepreneur for, I'm in my fifth year right now. I'm so bad at keeping track of time. But basically, one of the things that I always thought was that if I just decided to like build it, they would come. And I was just looking at some of my stats from throughout the years. And I keep this like sheet of stats from back in fall of last year, as well as I look at my stats every single day now. And I'm looking at these stats and this is really crazy. So just bear with me for a second because this is going to give a serious foundation to what I'm talking about today. So I was looking at, for example, my email list, and back in, what month is this? January, February, March, April, May, June, July of 2019, a year ago, I had 3,800 followers or subscribers on YouTube. I had 5,600 followers on TikTok. I look at things like my email list was at 44,000 subscribers. My Pinterest was at 569 followers. But the thing that was really crazy to me is like, I guess I'm going to be honest about the behind the scenes. There was a part of me every single year that was like, what is going to be the year that I'm really, really considered an expert by others? I mean, not just those that follow me, but when my peers are going to look at me and say, she really has an understanding and expertise of business and social media. And year after year, it wasn't happening quite to the extent that I always dreamed and imagined. And I'm looking at these stats, and this is just 1 year ago. And I'm looking and seeing like, oh my gosh, my YouTube has grown by 32,000 subscribers. My TikTok has grown by 270,000 followers. My email list has grown by almost 60,000 emails. Kind of crazy, actually. And I was really thinking about it. And I was like, you know, if you would have told me 5 years ago, hey, it's going to take you 5 to 10, maybe even 15 years to get the kind of traction that you're imagining, I'll be honest, I don't know if I would have done it. And it's interesting because it wouldn't happen without the daily commitment to showing up as an expert and serving others. Like, it just would never have happened. Yet, I, for some crazy reason, continued to persist. And at the same time, it still isn't even where I imagine things now. And I'm so glad I didn't give up 5 years ago. So I just real fast want to challenge you. If there's any part of you that starts to feel like, oh, this is all going to happen overnight, it doesn't happen overnight. But as Tony Robbins says, so many people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years or 20 years. And I was talking to my sister on a drive the other day, and I said, you know, maybe 15 or 20 years from now, I will have a best-selling book, or, you know, a sold-out tour where I'm filling out stadiums with 10,000 or 20,000 people. And she's like, I can't believe that you're able to think about 10 years from now or 20 years from now. She's like, that's amazing to me. But truth be told, anything amazing is worth hanging in there for. I mean, you would never meet the love of your life and expect that the next day you'd have a full family and then grandkids and already be in your forever home and that life would be exactly how it's supposed to be for the rest of your lives, right? That would be crazy. And the same thing is true with our success. It takes a long time. Now, that being said, if I could go back 5 years and hopefully this, you know, there's the whole like paradigm of like, if you time travel, you ruin everything. So I know that it doesn't quite work like this, but if I could go back 5 years and like plant knowledge into my brain, here's what I would have done differently, because it was really over the last year that I became consistent in the platforms that have really positioned me as an expert, but I would have started those a lot sooner. And the first thing that I would share is you're gonna have to be consistent and more consistent than you would even imagine. Like, you think you're doing a lot right now. If you look at Rachel 5 years from now, you will be shocked by how much she actually does and puts out and publishes and creates. And I would say it's time to get consistent now so that you can reap the benefits, not necessarily sooner, but stronger. And so I would say, listen, here are the platforms I want you to focus on. I want you to create 3 to 5 YouTube videos per week. I want you to write 3 to 5 blog posts per week. I want you to email your list 5 times per week, sometimes 3. I want you to create 3 to 5 podcasts per week. Somewhere along the line, we all believed and bought into this once a week mentality of kind of everything. And the interesting thing is, I think that a lot can be done, a lot more can be done and built more solidly when you do things 3 to 5 times a week. There's something so off about the once a week mentality, though it is a great starting place. However, if you can only message or contact your email list once a week, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities. Every single contact point is a chance to engage, entertain, educate, just serve the people that you're meant to serve. And if I only did that once a week, I'd be like, oh my gosh, how in the world are we supposed to get everything in? And so there's something magical about 3 to 5 times per week. And truth be told, I think this is true in everything. I think this is true in YouTube. My growth has definitely proven that to be true. I actually think on TikTok, 3 to 5 per day, there's a magical sweet spot there. Well, it's not necessary for growth. It's necessary for massive exponential growth. And so I would say, first and foremost, you must be more consistent than you are currently. Number 2, focus on the platforms that matter. I spent so much time and money. In fact, at one point I hired an Instagram expert at $4,000 per month to grow my Instagram. And now my Instagram has kind of shrunk to the pre-growth phase numbers. And I'm like, oh, that really was not worth it in the long game. But I would focus on, ready for it, YouTube, blogging, TikTok, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. It's not to say I don't value Facebook or Instagram. I think they're sometimes amazing. But I would have put a lot more attention and energy into the places where content has a lot longer shelf life. And so that's something I've really been thinking about, is how much attention I put into Twitter and Instagram, and especially Instagram stories when they disappear so fast. And there's something very powerful about focusing our attention into places where we're building up assets. And those assets include the long-term searchability of Google and YouTube and Pinterest. And then not to forget to mention LinkedIn's long shelf life for posts. They can stay very active and in the newsfeed for a very long time. It's actually shocking. So I would have said focus more on the long-term searchable content that builds up a database of assets for you instead of focusing on just social media for vanity metrics, because to an extent, there was a season where I definitely focused on vanity metrics. I would also say that every single excuse that I've ever made for not creating something is completely invalid. And this is my journey, but you may find some resonance in this as well. For example, if someone tells me to create a video about Facebook ads for YouTube, the natural inclination that I may have is, oh, but what? I don't know what to create. And I may think like, I can't think of anything new. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Everything that needs to be said has already been said. But truth be told, for example, I was speaking with Kelly Sturdivant the other day, who's an incredible Facebook ad strategist, and we were realizing that so many of the Facebook advertising videos on YouTube are created by men, which is awesome, wonderful, way to go. Go get it, guys. But at the same time, there's a wide open space for confident and strong women to be creating those videos and those assets, even if it's the same exact message, as crazy as that sounds. Because whoever you are listening to this, there's no one else that looks exactly like you, has the exact same experience and skill set as you do, has the same energy that you can bring to the world. It's time for you to start stepping into that positioning as an expert by showing up and giving value consistently. That's one of the big things too. In the past, I would like create a piece and I'd be like, wow, I'm so amazing. And that doesn't serve anyone. But instead, when you shift positioning to, wow, the people that I get to talk to are so amazing, and I hope that this can help them out a little bit with maybe a question that they've had or a sticking point they've been experiencing, oh my gosh, it is a game changer. And so shifting into a place of serving versus a place of, wow, like look at me, I'm so smart. It suddenly makes every single piece of content you create, especially that long-term searchable content, that much more valuable. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will catch you guys in the next one. Bye.